Hello, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters of Placentia, Planet of Plenty and Rebirth. This is Share the World, internet podcast coming to you live from the universe. Today we are going to continue a series that is of utmost importance in this day and age in which we live. We're going into the elements of ETI Godhead's World Master Plan for the deliverance and transformation of this planet. In our last show, we began with the New Covenant World Bill of Rights, which is the foundation of a new society that comes into being on this world, which is in harmony and connected to the whole galactic civilization that is real and exists in eternity outside this solar system and is making contact through this energy, this consciousness, these words that go forth into causation and do not return to us void. So when we speak the words and do the deeds of the universe's first cause, love, service, reality, where love is service done for all humanity without giving thought to the reward, and we create the one for all for one society that takes the place of this Mishigas that is happening now, which is all a karmic cleansing, a necessity to precede a spiritual and social-economic rebirth of the whole world into a space-age paradise. So without further ado, we're going to get into Spirit God's World Master Plan. The first part of the World Master Plan is the Worldwide Work Stoppage Karma Yoga Exercise. Now, through positive action, it is Omni-God's plan to restore the soul power and life force on this planet. This is accomplished not with an angry general strike, but by all people uniting through a totally new science of telepathic spiritual communion with truth to produce the Worldwide Work Stoppage Karma Yoga Exercise as a service to humanity. With the Worldwide Work Stoppage, all the workers, producers stop working for wages and instead occupy and operate only those industries we wish to keep going that produce the actual needs of the people. We begin to produce and distribute all vital things freely to everyone. All superfluous and useless things drop out of the picture. Right now, about 50% of the people's labor goes into producing things which have no real value. Thus, the creative people of the new world that is coming about stop working for industrial owners and form the real union, which Omni-God tells about in Acts 4:32-35, creating a worldwide sharing communal economy of people holding all things common and making free distribution according to need. Holding all things common and making free distribution according to need for all people is the cornerstone of the new world. This has been Spirit God's main goal all along. This is from the scriptures. Jesus saith unto them, did ye never read in the scriptures the stone which the builders rejected? The same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. These verses are in St. Matthew 21:42-43. It is the great USSR, Soviet Union, Jesus is speaking of, who laid the head of the corner. That is, they printed their own money, free of usury, bringing forth the fruits thereof through the workers, because they held all their resources and industries in common. In this prophecy, the stone the builders rejected refers to the United States founders, who, in the years that followed the founding of the United States, failed to bring forth free cash flow money used only as a medium of exchange to build all things on one high standard for everyone. Thus, by their own hands was their kingdom taken from them. U.S. people didn't do it right, nor did the USSR. The Soviets didn't go all the way into true communism, adding the idea of making free distribution to all people according to need. They stopped in halfway socialism, keeping the workers under wages and continuing to use a judiciary penal system of punishment, which led to their undoing. Yet nothing is lost, and the real destiny of the U.S. and USSR is to unite and lead the way in building a new world of real Christ communalism, with this everlasting gospel as their guiding light. Will China, North Korea, or Vietnam tell us what real communism is and why they stay in limbo? Of course not. It is because the Lucifer World Bank, headquartered in America, controls trade between nations by allowing only FRS IMF-sanctioned money to be used. Now, we end all that. This ending, in which all families of the earth are blessed, takes place when the United States people end the Lucifer FRS IMF Bank, cancel all debt all over the world, and start to use only free cash flow money. This means replacing the FRS IMF with a free cash flow money system that has no interest on money and no taxation. Everyone receives a free stipend each month to meet their needs as the transition into the new world beyond money takes place. We shall have a great world forum for 6 months to talk about this idea and get organized, listening to Spirit God's channeling about it in our united dialogue, putting its direction into causation with the great purposeful energy of a united people behind it. Then the worldwide work stoppage Karma Yoga exercise takes place all at once. We stop paying all bills, cancel all debts, and declare everything free as we quickly get rid of money altogether. On the first day of worldwide work stoppage Karma Yoga exercise, we agree to hold all things common and make free distribution according to need. We all agree to serve and be served in return. We agree to help, love, and lift everyone, regardless of what they have done. We agree to stop all useless industry which serves no real need. We agree to each add our labor to the vital industry which supplies our real needs of food, clothing, shelter, care, transportation, communication, recreation, and utility energies. We marshal all the forces of the planet to provide immediate and long-term relief to all the impoverished souls facing starvation, disease, and homelessness. We end war forever and send all weapons to the smelter to be turned into tools for living. That's the end of this chapter in the Everlasting Gospel, channeled by Alan Michael. And a brief comment here before we end the show. The channelings of the Everlasting Gospel that have come to this world through Alan Michael, channeled by the God Force, Spirit of Truth, have been recorded in the energy field of the planet, and because of their Christ-conscious nature, have created a ring of white light that is vibrating in the 12th density synthesis energies of the God Force. What this means to humanity is that there is a vibration, an energy field, which is keeping the world in balance so that it can go through its karmic cleansing without all flesh being lost and be delivered into the eternal kingdom of God, which already is a space-age paradise beyond human imagination, with a technology that is mind over matter, in effect a million years beyond what human beings use now. All of this awaits us in the new world that is coming into being, and it is a blessing to all life and to every soul in a body. We love you. We'll see you next time on Share the World. Bye-bye.